North Bay City Council is turning the page on a 12-year opus to a new chapter following its approval of the $63 million option for the construction of a twin-pad arena and community center destined for the Steve O. Mitchell Sports Complex on Lakeshore Drive. See related, $63 million twin-pad arena and community center approved. The user groups will be thrilled to finally have a resolution to this soap opera. According to staff and council, the approval is a boon for hockey, ringette, sledge hockey, and field sports users who were left without proper facilities since the opening of the sports complex. The walking track will offer seniors a place to exercise. The new building will feature two ice pads, a large community room, and expanded recreational spaces to support sports field users. Construction is targeted for completion in August 2026. On Monday evening, the council approved the staff recommendation to move ahead with the change order for the final design and construction plus contingency. This option ensures the community center substantially meets the original functional program, avoiding the higher costs and logistical challenges associated with adding items later in an operational facility. With it comes a guaranteed maximum price of $61,435,000 plus a contingency of $1,065,000 and $500,000 in internal costs for a project budget of $63 million for construction. The vote was 10-1 in favor of moving forward with CAUN. Jamie Lowry voting in opposition. Find below the notable points made during the special council meeting by the members. CAUN. Lana Mitchell, Chair of the Infrastructure and Operations. Of course, the total project cost is more than the original objective that was set by Council 1 year ago to guide the progressive design-build process. In today's volatile construction world, I truly believe we did exceptionally well and we are certainly getting value for our money. It's an incredible, fully accessible facility that will serve our community now and into the future. We need to respond to the increase in the utilization and interest in ice sports. We need to properly provide the outstanding dressing rooms for summer sports. And we need to ask ourselves, if we don't build now, then when will we build and at what cost? With a federal grant of just under $26 million on the table, we will probably never have this opportunity again. We need to lock in this project and move forward, allowing us to reap the operational savings and opportunities that will be realized with a modern net-zero carbon building for years to come. CAUN. Mac Bain. This has been a long time coming. There are lots of people in the community that will utilize this facility for decades to come, and possibly generations to come. It's important that it moves forward. It's important that it's moved off our plate. It's important that this is behind us and it is being constructed. Staff will still make sure that it's staying on budget and keep us updated on what's going on. And it's going to free the rest of our staff and this council to think about and address other challenges that we're facing. CAUN. Chris Main. It's a pleasant surprise to see we're actually at the point where I notice some of the general contractors are starting to mobilize at the site this past week. I'm very supportive of this and I really look forward to following the construction for the next year and a half. CAUN. Justine Mala. Our arena infrastructure, with the exception of Memorial Gardens, is aging. The facility that we will be replacing, the West Ferris Arena, has reached the end of its serviceable life. While I personally do not engage in ice sports, I firmly believe that our future residents deserve modern, functional infrastructure to support their recreational needs. The proposed solution is the most prudent long-term financial investment. CAUN. Jamie Lowry. I'm torn because I know the state of the infrastructure, particularly the ice infrastructure in North Bay. I can't help but think some of these problems are self-inflicted. The impact on the average taxpayer. We don't know the operating costs long-term. These are my legitimate concerns. CAUN. Mark King. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that's the right location. Having the ability to use the change rooms for football and other field sports that are adjacent to that makes tons of sense. The fact the city owns a large portion of that property, right up to the Lavace River, is a plus, and I'm sure, 25 years from now, We'll look at that project and say, holy cow, city fathers and mothers of the day certainly did a good job coming up with that location. The fact that Ellis Don is on the hook for any increased costs from the footings up to the roof and the delivery of the keys to the city, gives great pause for me. That probably was a defining thing that made me comfortable about the project. I think this council and staff got it right. It will be good for everyone. I know it will be difficult for some families with respect to the increased taxation, but we have no alternative, I believe, but to move on. Caun. Sarah Inch. I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the significance of this project. Hockey and ice sports are more than just sports in Canada, they are a part of our culture, our identity, and our shared history. They have shaped generations, they have brought communities together and built dreams. The energy, sweat, tears, and passion poured into these sports are undeniable, and their influence has been felt, not just on the ice, but in our economy and how we see ourselves as a nation. I understand and I respect the concerns raised by the cost of this arena. Hockey and ice sports are undeniably expensive sports and, I agree, the taxpayers shouldn't be subsidizing the operating costs for players. That being said, it is crucial to recognize that if we don't move forward with this project, and there are no other options on the table at this time, we are effectively facilitating the decline of hockey in our community. Without adequate facilities, the opportunities for players, teams, and even fans will diminish, and a sport that has brought so much pride to North Bay could fade away. Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield. Designing the building with architects, engineers, and the construction team altogether provides a much higher level of certainty regarding pricing. Although there are still unknowns concerning ground conditions that won't be fully realized until construction starts, I am optimistic about this project and excited to see the work begin. People said they wanted a side-by-side design and even had drawings done up. Here we are with a side-by-side design that is costed out to meet the functional programming that we have heard, discussed, and debated for over a decade. It's time to move forward. Caun. Gary Gardiner, post-meeting. The kids win tonight. The sledge hockey team wins tonight. The field sports win tonight. The seniors win tonight with a walking track. The community is the all-round winner. See the full special council meeting below.